Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, March 31st, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of finance news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Royalty Management Holding Corporation reports 2024 financial results, including positive cash flow from operations of $646,290 for full year. Royalty Management Holding Corporation reports its 2024 financial results, with total revenues up 65% year-over-year and adjusted earnings per share increasing by $1.11. Net cash provided by operations swung from negative $236,877 in 2023 to positive $646,290 in 2024. The Environmental Services business line is expected to exceed $3 million in revenue for 2025, with corporate profitability. The company plans to continue its stock repurchase program and start dividend payments in the second quarter of 2025. The CEO stated that 2024 was foundational, setting up an exciting 2025 and beyond, with a focus on growth opportunities and investments in resource-driven and emerging technology industries.
Silver Crown Royalties announces closing of second tranche of its non-brokered private placement. Silver Crown Royalties, Inc. has closed the second tranche of its non-brokered private placement, issuing 75,310 units at $6.50 per unit for gross proceeds of approximately $489,515. Each unit includes one common share and one warrant to acquire an additional common share at $13. This brings the total units issued to 142,848, raising $928,512. The funds will support the silver royalty acquisition on the Igor 4 project in Peru and cover general expenses. All securities issued are subject to a hold period of 4 months plus 1 day. Silver Crown Royalties, Inc., a publicly traded silver royalty company, aims to provide investors with precious metals exposure and minimize economic impact on mining projects.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.